Well, I have managed to get Seb Cassie from Australia on the line, and hopefully he can hear us now. Good morning, Seb.
Morning, Greg. How are you?
Oh, good. It works. I'm not the best with the buttons up here at the station. We don't have producers or anything, so. But anyway, it worked. And thank you so much for giving up some of your Saturday morning in Australia, although it's probably even earlier over there. But Seb's not living in Australia permanently. He's a full-time Waiheke person in many, many ways, including his energy and passion for the Save Kennedy Point campaign, which is what we're going to talk to Seb about this morning. I was wrong, having misunderstood the court decision, when the issue of whether the developer had consulted with the Right Ngāti Power Board as part of the RMA process. And Seb's going to explain from the Save Kennedy point of view the result of that court hearing, but also what else is going on. So, Seb, where are we, please? Where are we with Save Kennedy Point?
Well, it's been incredibly busy, almost a year now since the decision came out. And there's been so much legal manoeuvring to put the community of Waiheke in the best position possible to try and have this, what we say, bad decision overturned. And so, you know, there's been appeals lodged in the High Court. There is an application for rehearing for the Environment Court. And both of those are currently on, the usual track.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of work going into preparing for those. And then at the same time, there's this third litigation that's been going on, which is the before the Māori Land Court.
Yeah.
And that is the Iwi Trust and the Trust Board having a fight over who is the appropriate representative or entity to represent Ngāti Power.
Mm.
And that's the one that, you know, had the most action, given that it went to hearing last year and then a decision was made in December. That is now the subject of an appeal to the Māori Appellate Court.
By SKP, is it?
No, that's...
That's by the applicant.
SKP is not a party to that, although we're obviously very, very interested in that case. And the actual appellate to that is the Trust Board. And I appreciate for your listeners, all of this sounds very technical and a little bit high level. So it might help kind of bring it just for me to explain.
Yeah, please do.
The importance of that case. So SKP has launched an appeal and a rehearing application on the basis that we just think the decision is wrong. We don't think that a marina should go in at Kennedy Point.
Mm.
And one reason we say it's wrong is because the developer had consulted with an entity which we say does not have the authority to represent Ngāti Power.
Mm.
And we say that because the Ngāti Power Trust Board is an entity that in 2009 was granted an order by the Māori Land Court, and that order stated that it was the sole mandated representative for Ngāti Power.
Mm.
And the great thing about the Trust Board is that they're a bunch of old kaumātua who just hold such beautiful mana and Māori principles at their core. You know, they are a little bit old school because they care about the environment and they care about Māori cultural values well ahead of money.
That is kind of old-fashioned, isn't it?
it is, but it's great that these type of people still exist, especially
absolutely
to represent Māori groups. And so if you were ever going to convince the Trust Board that something was going to be good for Waiheke Island and for Ngāti Power, you're going to have to convince them not that you've got enough money to buy them off, but you've got to convince them that it's good for the environment. You've got to convince them it's good for Māori cultural values, for Māori heritage.
Mm.
And we think that is why the developer didn't vote for them. We think that's why the developer decided, despite having a very clear order that they are the entity to speak on behalf of Ngāti Pāua, we think because of their old-school traditional values and the developer knowing that this isn't good for the environment and that this isn't good for Waiheke Island and the community, it chose to look around and shop around for an entity that might have links to Ngāti Pāua and that might not hold those values as strong and could be, for want of a better term, you know, paid to support what is otherwise an abhorrent and really disastrous development. And so the developer went to this other entity, which it found, which doesn't hold or didn't at the time hold an order giving it mandate. And it, obviously that entity said to what the developer wanted it to say. And we say that having gone through that process and having ignored the very explicit mandated representatives has misled the court, has misled the process, and has led to a result that would otherwise have been different. And so we think it's important to try and right that injustice, not just for SKP and not just for the community, but also for Ngāti Pāua and the iwi of Ngāti Pāua.
We have to play a long game here, don't we? It's not just about, I think what you're in the area that you're talking about, if we can establish just who has mana whenua over Waiheke for RMA applications, then, you know, we're talking maybe 100 years or they're going to get rid of the RMA, aren't they? But do you know what I mean? In terms of planning applications, we have to establish this for Waiheke in the long term, not just over this issue.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that, you know, it's very clear who has mana whenua over Waiheke Island, and it is Ngāti Pāua.
Yeah.
And it's very clear that from 2009, the entity that was authorised to represent Ngāti Pāua was the Trust Board.
Yeah.
It's only when you have people who go out and...
actively seek.
Yes, actively seek a different voice, not the voice that should be heard, but the voice that they want to hear, where this becomes complicated and murky and grey. And that's so unfortunate because all other things being equal, the Trust Board would always have been consulted on every development.
Yes.
And the Trust Board would have held Maori cultural values at their centre when they considered these applications. And some of them would have been perfectly fine. Some developments are, you know, can sit very nicely alongside those cultural values and, in fact, even in our cultural values and representation. But where there is such a affront and a development that presents such an affront to cultural values, to environmental interests, to community interests, then we all must take a stand. We all must stand up and say, no, this is not okay. And it's not okay to go through a process having bought your support. You know, I think that is why we're so interested in this and why, like you say, this is a longer game battle. And even if SKP is unsuccessful in this case and it's fighting its hardest not to be, I think we have still won the battle and the war because it sends such a clear message to people and developers with deep pockets wanting to come to Waiheke. The message that we're sending to them is, well, we're not going to roll over and just accept that you can buy your way into our community.
Buy your support and then build something over here, which is mostly for Aucklanders.
Exactly. And it just, and I think the community felt before this case that no one was listening to them and their voice was being silenced. And what this case has done is it's given a voice to the community again, and it's given them the feeling that they ought to be listened to. And I can guarantee that, you know, future developers are going to make sure that they engage more with our beautiful community. Who want progress, but we want the right type of progress.
Indeed.
So the
fact that it's going to the Māori Appellate Court after the Māori Land Court, that's interesting and important. Can we just come back, though, to the main appeal from the Environment Court to the High Court, which SKP is running? And, Jack, can you just bring us up to date? We've only got a few minutes left, but if you could just bring us up to date with where that main substantive issue is at.
So, you know, there's been a few small wins already in that proceeding in that appeal for SKP. Central to that case is an allegation that we put forward that the developer and through its solicitor, Kit Littlejohn, who you'll recall also had represented the community in the DMI case.
Yeah, Direction Matiertia Incorporated, their lawyer for them, and they won the Marina Battle at Matiertia. The lawyer who fought for the Waihi Community Group is now representing the applicant at KP, right?
Yes, he was representing the applicant for KP, and we had always found that a bit odd because.
But it's first cab off the rank stuff, isn't it, for lawyers, or at least in theory, you take the next client. Yeah, okay.
it shouldn't be because it comes at a great risk. I mean, during DMI, there would have been such an intimate involvement between the lawyer and the community.
Indeed.
That it wasn't just about the case. You know, there was so much more disclosed.
Yeah.
And interestingly, in the High Court appeal, one of the first things that SKP sought to do was to have Kit removed as solicitor because of this, you know, potential conflict of interest. And we were successful in that at least already. And he is now no longer the direct representative for the developer in the appeal. You know, which is quite...
That's quite significant, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite significant. And part of that is also because he's likely to now be called as a witness in the substantive appeal.
Yeah.
Because we allege that he knew about the existence of the trust board, and we allege that he knew that the trust board held this 2009 mandated order. And despite that knowledge,
they sought sign-off by another group despite actually knowing. Yes. Yeah.
And interestingly enough, the very next step is we've got a discovery application where we're seeking documents from them, and they're vehemently resisting that application. You know, read into that what you will, but normally both parties are more than happy to exchange documents and say, here's what we've got, here's what you've got.
Well, disclosure is just a core part of court process, isn't it?
Yes. So that goes to hearing in about 2 weeks' time just on that minor issue.
Right.
And then the court will timetable the actual hearing of the appeal application itself.
Mm.
And obviously we're all waiting on this appellate court process as well, because who still represents Ngāti Pāua will be a very relevant question to that appeal.
Indeed.
So much happening.
Yeah. So overall though, can you tell us how you're feeling? Are you optimistic that the community initiative known as Save Kennedy Point can halt this development still?
I think it's incredible that we've been able to halt it for this long already since the judgment came out last year.
Yeah.
And certainly the thing that we're all honest and very conscious about is that when you get to the appeal and rehearing stages, you know, the bar gets set so much higher. But we are, as a group, determined to do everything that we can to halt this development for as long as we can, to try and right what we see as a terrible injustice that is being done on the environment and to the Waiheke community and their interests. And also, like I said before, I think it's now become so much bigger than just halting this development. What we want on behalf of the Waiheke community is to send such a strong message that you developers and those people with deep pockets and nefarious interests, yes, you might win these small battles against us, but you will no longer silence our voice.
Yeah.
And if you are thinking of coming to Waiheke Island to do something, you know, that we is against the Waiheke ethos, there is a massive community that will stand against you and make sure you're held to account.
And we have a few we've done that in the past enough times for them. They should be able to see that we're serious, talented and effective.
Absolutely. And we are always, despite how difficult these challenges are, we are always together. And that is what I find the most beautiful thing. You know, things, experiences like this can tire out communities and make them feel really despondent.
Oh, yes.
But what we have seen is we just get strength and greater strength because of, and we have people come in and out and tap each other in and out as energies wane because there is something beautiful about standing on the right side of history and know you're fighting for something other than money.
Absolutely.
That you're fighting for principle, that you're fighting for environment, and that you're fighting for our future generations. And as long as SKP and organisations like BMI around, I think that the Waiheke future looks very, very bright.
That's a really great note to end on. Sebastian Cassie, thank you so much for coming in from Australia for us this morning and getting us up to date on the SKP campaign. All the best with that, and we'll stay in touch. And if other hosts haven't got hold of you, when I'm back on the radio in a month, I'll give you a call and see how it's all going.
Awesome. And I can't wait to be back on the island.
Yeah, I bet you get across the ditch as soon as you can. All the best.
I will do.
Cheers.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.